for you. No.
Now, and you're very welcome back to talk about Mark Lynch with you here until 3 o'clock. We have a packed studio for the first time today. This is because of a fantastic fundraiser called The Four Peaks by Three Friends for Two Children in One Day. And behind it are Andrew Foley, TJ O'Connor and Padraig McGillicuddy. They're all joining me in studio, as are Andrew's kids, Alana and Adam. They're also in studio with me. Thanks very much, guys, for all coming in. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
Thanks a billion, Mark. Thank you.
So I'll start with you, Andrew. Can you tell me about the two very special people sat beside you who are at the heart of this fundraiser?
Well, this is Adam and Alana. Adam is 4 and Alana is 7, and they've both been diagnosed with neurofibromatosis, or NF1 for short. Alana has an optic pathway glioma. That's benign, it's just behind the eyes. And then Adam has 2. Alana's done 70 weeks of chemotherapy for the tumour. She's also got hydrocephalus as well, caused by the tumour. And then Adam, he has 2 gliomas as well, and then he's got scoliosis as well as a forward on from that. So he's currently in a body cast from the hips to under the arms for that.
And is that from birth, Andrew? Or how did they come to be diagnosed with this?
They've got marks on their skin called cafe au lait, and a few of them, they just get them checked out, and if they're under the groin or under the armpits, that's generally the symptoms of it.
Yeah.
So we were sent to the doctors then for that.
And can you tell me about the condition for people who, you know, may have heard of it or may not be fully understand it? What kind of impact it has, I suppose, aside from the treatment side of it, the actual condition itself?
It's a genetic order that tumours form on the end of the nerves. So, it's just affecting us this way that it can affect Alana's eyesight. So that's why she had the chemotherapy for that, to prevent the tumour growing and her going blind.
Yeah. And TJ, I'll come to you at this point, TJ O'Connor. This led you to come up with an idea. Can you tell us about the fundraising idea and how you came up with it as well?
Yeah, well, I suppose, I had thought about doing something for a long time with Andrew and for Andrew and for the two guys and for Geraldine. And it was that whole thing about the challenge part of it. So to try to do the four highest peaks in Ireland. Not the four highest, the four highest in each province. So we've got Cairn Toole in County Kerry, we've got Millery in County Mayo, Slieve Donard in County Down, and then Lochnacuilla in County Wicklow. And sorry, I suppose I'm just, it's even when I hear Andrew talking, I just got a bit taken aback again, because I think it's really when you... that's one of the big parts of this, when you hear it described and talked about, it can really hit you. They're just so deserving and, two absolutely amazing and fantastic kids. So whatever we do really will be nothing compared to what they do on a day-to-day basis, really, and in such... in such a good way, really,
And were the two lads on board straight away, or were they kind of thinking, what are you after signing me up for now?
I don't know how it all came about, really, I suppose. In number one, I said it to Andrew, because obviously you can come up with an idea, and but then you need to get the permission to do it. And so the minute I said it to Andrew, yeah, absolutely, totally on board. I didn't actually expect him to do the challenge originally. That wasn't the plan, because we wanted to... help him and help the family. And I suppose there's quite a bit of a time commitment, even though it's in 24 hours, but we're out there's gym part of this and there's the training, and we're out every Sunday now climbing mountains. Like already, Andrew has climbed 2 of Ireland's highest mountains and touched the cross on both of them in the last 3 weeks, So, I mean, that's massive achievement in itself, not a mind to what we're going to try to do in 24 hours. And And then I suppose the one thing was having the ability to climb the mountains, but it was how do you do it in 24 hours? So straight away then I thought about Padraig and went to Padraig, and I'd say I think it was actually very cheeky of me in the beginning, because I put it through a text message, and I even got an answer yes back to the text message without even really knowing the whole background behind it. But I mean, Padraig has totally come on board with this, and it's the ability of him kindly, you know, helping with the helicopter, which is absolutely massive, which is going to get us from place to place on the actual day.
Yeah, and Padraig, as well as that, I understand you're kind of the logistics guy in this. You got a bit of a role in that in terms of planning it all, is that right?
Yeah, so I suppose I was in Yosemite in California when I got the text, and I was doing a bit of climbing with my wife there, and I got the text, and straight away I was in the headspace, in the zone, and I said, yeah, count me in if you want climbing and flying. That's two of my passions. I said, I'm in and I'm in. And when you hear of the cause and what it's for the Foleys, it's a natural yes. There'd be something wrong with you if you said no. So yeah, I kind of took on the logistics of timings and the flights, landing, prior permission, or maybe in this case it'll be some forgiveness if we land in fields. I've done up little posters for the side of the helicopter to say, sorry if this upsets you, we've landed in this field, but we're doing a climb on a 24-hour challenge. So we go off next, as TJ said, the lads have done Cairn too, and we did Brandon yesterday. We're going to do Muil Ria in Mayo next Sunday week, and we hope to do Wicklow the week after, just as a one-off on a day training, so that we know where we're going, what we're doing, where we're landing and stuff like that. And then we'll hit all four. We hope to leave at midnight from the Devil's Ladder on Cairn Toole on Sunday the May 5th, and we're going to hopefully knock that out in 4 hours back down. We'll have the helicopter at the base of the ladder, because there's no more climbing up once you get down there, and we'll go straight then. It's about an hour and 5 minutes to Mayo from the Devil's Ladder, and we hope to climb that in about 3.5. Then we go to County Down, and Executive Helicopters in Galway have kindly sponsored to have fuel anywhere in the country we need it.
Wow.
And that's very kind of Chris and co. And then we are going on to, so that's County Down. We hope to be leaving there in the mid to late afternoon and getting down to Wicklow. We hope to knock that out by about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and then we plan on landing back, aches and pains, into the pavilion at Ballygarry. For what we're going to do is sell tickets for the event for everyone to support it, and all funds raised from that event as well will go to the Foley family. So all in all, you know, we hope to raise as much money as we can, take everyone, turn them upside down and shake that money out of their pockets. So
excellent. I'm sure they'll be obliging as well. What goes into the planning of this? I mean, like, when you're thinking, okay, I need to get us from Kerry to Mayo to down to Wicklow, how do you compute that? I mean,
well, I'm doing it for 15 years, so it gets easier. I do a lot of flying over in France and Spain and Italy and stuff, so it gets easier as the years go on. But so what I do is a flight plan on an app based solution, and then I talk to once we log our flight plan and we've planned everything out, we'll lift and talk to Kerry ATC air traffic control, and then they'll hand us off to Shannon, and Shannon will probably manage us for most of the day then, wherever we're going. And I'll have called them in advance, say, look, you know, we're going to be in and out of different zones and at different times. We've got to land within daylight and take off within daylight. That's why we said we won't waste time sitting on the ground waiting for the sun to rise. We'll climb Cairn Toole first and get that out of the way. So all in all, we've got a small helicopter and for three of us, enough food for whatever, 10,000 calories a man, and water and everything. So we'll be calling on local mountain knowledge in each of the area to get us water and food as well, and then to have enough fuel to get around. We're going to, I'm a big sustainable, we have a big sustainability program at Ballygarry, and we've offset all of our carbon in Ballygarry to carbon neutral this year. So we're going to offset this flight against Ballygarry's carbon credits. So,
that's fantastic.
Yeah, no, we're in good shape.
And Andrew, how has the training been going? How have you found it?
It's been tough. I won't lie. It's been like yesterday. I found it really hard going up Mount Brandon. It was a struggle, and I was thinking to myself, "What am I doing here? Am I fooling myself?" But looks slow and steady, and we got there. So, you know, it's And it's a challenge. It's something for myself as well to, I suppose, lose a bit of weight and get it done, you know.
And Alana, you're no stranger to Radio Kerry. I understand you were on with us before. You were crowned Kerry Hero of the Year, isn't that right?
Yeah.
And are you proud of Daddy for what all he's doing, all his training and everything? He's doing great? He's doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the big day?
Yeah.
Excellent, brilliant stuff. TJ, how has the fundraising been going so far then?
It's been great. We haven't had, I suppose this is almost like the official launch of it really, because we have put the page out there on social media, and we put a target of 50,000 there, and there's about 11,500 there already. I suppose, you know, the one thing we want to really drive out there today is that one of the main reasons behind all of this is that, you know, with the two guys and their condition, that, you know, things can change. Like just before Christmas, you know, everything was going fine, and then all of a sudden something happened with Alana and the shunt in her head, and their whole life was thrown and turned upside down overnight. That means then that Geraldine and Andrew can't work, you know, because they have to drop everything, go and do what needs to be done at that time. And then that just means that there's no income coming into a house in that particular week, and that's on top of everything else. And I suppose that's one of the main things really for this. So, and I suppose the key message is that obviously every time I put out a post, it's give as much or give as little as you can or want, because, you know, €1,000 is a great contribution. But 1,001 euros is also a great contribution, because that makes €1,000. So I suppose one of the things that really I'd know Andrew a long time. I was privileged to be his lecturer when he was going to college. So that's one of the things. So, and then Padraig and myself and Andrew, I suppose the one common thing that we have very much in common is that we're all from the hospitality industry. So indeed, everybody, this will reach out to everybody. But, you know, this is also what we thought, is that there was a nice link there, because it's hospitality looking after their own, really. So I was thinking, I do an awful lot of thinking, unfortunately, and then I get myself into loads of different things. But when I was out cycling the other day, I was thinking about, you know, what could we do again now to drive this on? And it's really, really going very, very well. But something that just came into my head is work an hour for Andrew. Because what we want to do is give Andrew and Geraldine time with their kids, and time when they're not under pressure, and time when they're not having to think about working all the time, you know. So I just thought maybe that to give people a little thing, so people within the hospitality industry, people within the hospitality industry, and indeed in any industry, it's to work an hour for Andrew,
yeah,
and work an hour for Geraldine as well. So we have a Need for Neuro 4P challenge GoFundMe page. So, you know, if you just think about it, if you do 40 hours a week and just one of those hours donated in any given week for the next number of weeks up until this challenge takes place, and even beyond that challenge, because the challenge is one part of it, but the challenge that the guys are going through is everyday life, to be honest with you. Yeah. And if this can create a kind of a ray of sunshine coming out of what might be clouds, you know, that's what we want to do. So just in the back of your head, if you're thinking about what can I do, it's work an hour for Andrew and for Geraldine and for the two guys. That's the big thing. And that's maybe, you know, if it's minimum wage or whatever it ends up being, it really doesn't matter. But and then that's the mechanism in which to do it. Yeah. And we'd call out to everybody that can and can get behind that. Like, I mean, even the outpouring of this so far, Yummy Cafe did, you know, Padraig has donated, even on top of giving the helicopter and doing everything else, he's given €1,000 as well. Yummy Cafe did during the week, they did last week, they did a coffee morning. There's a school in Kilgubnet, I'm kind of putting it out there even before they get the chance, but they were doing a biddy, you know, they go out and do the biddies, and they're donating half the money that they raised to this. And it's just really phenomenal, you know, people are so good. And these two kids, like, yeah, I mean, Geraldine and Andrew are absolutely amazing, but these are amazing kids in the sense of, like, I mean, it's like having an adult conversation. But then again, all the things that they've been through in the last number of years have been surrounded by hospitals and adults, but, you know, they're just... the glass is instead of it being half full, it's full, and it's overflowing, you know, which in some cases that wouldn't be. So just yeah, that's the key message from me anyway.
That's a lovely way of putting it. Andrew, so you're a chef by trade, is that
that's right?
Right,
yeah. Yes, I'm working in Hillard's in Clarney at the moment. So,
and how have yourself and Geraldine's lives been changed then with the diagnoses that you received?
And we've had to scale back our work hours just to fit in all the different appointments and going to hospital up to, like, normally you'd have to travel to Dublin a lot of the time to for the appointments. There's play therapy, OT appointments, physio appointments, so that's all taken a toll on the work, you know. But luckily our employers have been good to us, and they're giving us that freedom to do what we have to do.
Yeah. How many kind of I suppose it's maybe hard to quantify, but how many appointments maybe or procedures would you be talking about maybe per week? How many trips would you have
it
to make?
It depends on what's going on. Like last week we were Thursday and Friday in Dublin for appointments for both of them in Temple Street and in Crumlin. The week before we were up in Crumlin for Adam, he was getting a cast changed. So it just depends on what's going on. And then weekly for therapy then as well.
And it obviously has a big impact on them then, even when they're not at the appointment, that, you know, all that travelling, and it just takes it out of them, yeah. Obviously, yeah.
Yeah, like we'd normally travel to Dublin, we'd leave at 3 or 4 in the morning, be up for 7, 8 o'clock, and then be back that evening again. And so it's not good to be cooped up in a car that long. Yeah.
And are the lads aware of, you know, the people, the brilliant people out there who are helping them, how big this campaign has gotten and will get, you know?
I'm not sure, to be honest, but the support has been overwhelming. I just want to thank everyone for it. It's greatly appreciated from everyone.
And Padraig, I suppose one of the things is that it's hard to plan because of the weather aspect and all that. You're aiming to get out in early May, is that right?
Yeah, so the plan is we'll go midnight on, so as the bell strikes 12 at midnight on Saturday of the May bank holiday weekend, we hope to be at the foot of the Devil's Ladder. We'll issue details on that. We're looking for all the support we can get for people to join us on the night climb of Carron Thul. We're hoping that we'll lead the way. We want Andrew to be at the top of every climb before us. So he will lead that. Once we get down then, we will hopefully somebody will hand us a very tasty breakfast roll or something, and off we go. We're managing diet as well. We won't get away with eating that kind of stuff on the day because we've got a guy who's helping us, a personal trainer, Damien Rail, who's been superb.
Brilliant,
so far,
yeah.
With us, and Damien's really talking to us, and he's getting us advice now next on nutrition and what we should be doing for the day. So all in all, it's a big logistical plan, and if the weather comes against us, that's it. It's scrapped till the Monday morning or the Sunday night, should we say. So we've got a plan A and plan B after that. We'll have to scrap it for the following weekend, but I think we'll think positive. It's May, you know, once we don't have winds we can manage, rain we can manage, but low cloud we can't for travelling in the helicopter. Yeah. So and as well, just, you know, when the weather is really heavy on the mountains, then it just becomes a drag, and there's no fun left in it. So, you know, we want to enjoy it as well. It's a lifetime achievement. We've both, myself and TJ, have undertaken different challenges across the world and doing different climbs and things, and this one is going to be our biggest single climb. So we're climbing 12,000 feet in the day, which is putting 3 Carron Thuls on top of each other and climb the 3 of them and descend them again, which is the harder part often, on the knees. So it'll be a fun-filled day. We need all the support we can get. We hope that everyone will get behind us. We'll put out the details on Need for Neuro on our social media coverage, and just technology as well, Norma O'Connor, who's my digital manager in Ballygarry. She's been superb, given her time to building all these platforms and driving the messaging out. So it'll be very interesting. We need everyone to get behind it. The GoFundMe page link is on Need for Neuro, and we'll be selling tickets to the pavilion that night, where we hope to have a brilliant night with entertainment, a barbecue, champagne and arrival, all that kind of thing. And so we hope to have a hero's welcome home for Andrew and his kids. Adam is shoving his head in the microphone at the moment, and he's a little cutie. He's here, he's teaching me how to wink, aren't you, Adam? Give us a wink. Good man. He's got a bag of Haribos in his pocket and he's dying to tear into them.
Damien will have you up to intercounty standard anyway. He's fantastic. But you'll be doing well to stay awake, I presume, by the time you get to the pavilion, all things going well.
Well, two of the three of us can sleep, but it's not wise the pilot falls asleep.
Yeah.
And Adam, you're mad for coming on the mic, are you? Yeah. Are you proud of Daddy for all he's doing and all his training and everything? Yeah. Is he fantastic?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what about Padraig and TJ? Are they okay too?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're good fun. Brilliant.
Yeah.
TJ, can you remind us again? I know you've said it, but how people can get involved in this?
Yeah. So basically, if anybody wants to make contact with us, they can do so because we've set up a Facebook page. There's lots of social media, different channels that are there, and also I suppose the big one is through the GoFundMe page, which is Need for Neuro 4P Challenge. But you know, our details are constantly being put out through social media. So if anybody wants to contact us directly, they can do so by phone or through social media outlets. Because maybe they want to create some little mini event around it, or even if it's to wants to join us to, when we're doing climbs or find out, because we've been joined by a number of people in the last 3 weeks who have also joined us on Cairn Toohill and on Mount Brandon as well. Yeah, so, you know, basically anybody at all that can come on board. And I suppose, again, I'm just reaching out, and it's not specific to, but really, if you look at it, we're all hospitality related, and I'd kind of call on the hospitality industry to get behind what I would say is one of their own. You know, Andrew is a very, very, very good chef, has worked at Michelin Star Standard and everything else, you know, and has kept his shoulder to the wheel, and he's an amazing young man. I'm saying young man because I'm just reminding myself that I'm the elder in all of this. I was delighted when Damien actually said to me, the advice I'll give you is, he said, you need lots of rest. So that suited me down to the ground. I said, I'll take that advice all day long. But again, it's like the key message is, nothing is too small, and obviously nothing is too big either, to give to this. But really, and you know, the biggest thing that sometimes you get lost in all of this, sometimes we fundraise for stuff, but we don't actually realize what we're fundraising for. And that's why it's so special, because getting to know Alana and Adam as well is a very special experience for us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. And Andrew, just on that note, I suppose, what kind of help will this be to you? With all this fundraising and support, what kind of help can you get from that?
I'll just put everything at ease, you know, to make the travelling go easier.
Later?
Yeah. I suppose making travelling and going up to the hospitals that bit easier, and we're not stressing about work too much. You know.
Yeah, excellent. Well, look, if there's anything else you'd like to add, you know, feel free as well. If there's any other aspect of that you'd like to add, or, you know, on behalf of, you know, either yourself, TJ, or Padraig, or Andrew.
Well, no, just I suppose we'd ask everyone to support it, get behind it. If you can imagine having children and they're in need of your time, that's really what TJ is saying, is that we want to give them time, and the hour, you just take the equivalent of an hour's pay and go to the GoFundMe page and you just donate that equivalent of it. So what you're doing is gifting an hour of your time to the Foley family, because that's essentially what will happen, is they won't have to work that hour. They will get to, you know, spend more time with the kids. Who need it, and they have a lot of commitments, and there's every family out there knows how challenging it is to raise a family these days, but with the two guys here and their conditions, it makes it really, really tough on Geraldine, and we'll give everything we can to get the two of them every bit of assistance we can. And Andrew, he's going to become an avid mountaineer by the end of all this. Yeah.
you might find you like it.
He might get a draw for it. But I'll tell you one thing, and mountaineering has always been my passion, but and I've climbed it all sorts. But, you know, last week we went out in a storm, actually. We got caught out in Brandon on our first attempt. But the grit that Andrew has is phenomenal. I mean, yesterday, you know, we were out with Mountain Rescue, we were out with everyone. You know, there was good climbers there, and Andrew was on our heels all the way and led the way to the top, and was first to the top of Brandon yesterday. So I'm sure, you know, his mission is very different to ours. We're doing it just to support and do our best we can as a community and as a hospitality collective group. But honest to God, if you saw just Andrew with that determination, you know, mountains aren't his fairground. I mean, I imagine the kitchen or at home or something is more, he likes the gym and whatnot. But, you know, getting up there, that cardio exertion is really, really challenging. And he's just got grit I haven't seen before. So I'm absolutely certain we'll finish all four.
Excellent.
Well, Andrew will finish all four. Now, about myself, TJ and myself are getting over the hill a bit.
Excellent. Well, listen, lads, Ollie, we obviously share details of the GoFundMe pages and everything as well, and details of how to get involved for everyone who wants to. But the only thing left is just to say thanks very much for coming in. Appreciate it. Thanks, Alana. Thanks, Adam, for coming in. And Andrew, and obviously, Padraig and TJ as well. Thanks a million for coming in, lads.